Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE. As always, it's time to learn about life in the sandbox and get some good words of advice from the one and only Ron Price, who is joining me here in Studio A. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Scott. You know, I like the way you always say the one and only Ron Price. You say that with a feeling of appreciation. You're so glad there's only one.
There's just Ron one. Price, that's yes. Right. I don't know if we could handle another one.
A lot of people are glad.
After
that
the year
well.
We've had, but thank you. Glad that, and we're glad that we have you here. Wow. So that's
it's a privilege, Scott. I appreciate it. And again, the sandbox, you know, I've said this before, but people ask me, Ron, where'd you grow up? I say, I'm trying to do it in Farmington, New Mexico. Why grow up? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, be an adult, be responsible, but once you've grown up, then what? So I just love the sandbox concept. Somebody years ago said, Ron, it's too childish. People won't resonate with it. Well, I'm glad I didn't follow that advice because I
was going to say, three books later,
I think the world is a giant sandbox, and hopefully we're playing well together. And I appreciate you, by the way, you're doing your part to help it. Well, help it be an enjoyable sandbox. So
sharing these conversations every week, I think, is another good way to do it, to remind all of us that we're all in the same sandbox. And mm-hmm. So if you get a little sand kicked in your face, some advice of what to do next, right?
There you go.
So this week we're talking about CIV. You told me that meant critical inner voice.
It's research that I came across by Dr. Robert Firestone and his daughter, Dr. Lisa Firestone. Critical inner voice. Now, maybe people aren't familiar with that term, the CIV, but I promise everyone within the sound of my voice is familiar with the CIV. You're not this enough. You're not that enough. You're too much this. What'd you do that for, you dummy? What's wrong with you? If your head wasn't screwed on, you'd lose it, or, you know, whatever. Some of the things that we can go back a few decades that we heard in childhood that stung. One of the dumbest expressions you're ever going to hear. You ready? I'll start it. Mr. Radio Host, you finish it. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Put me on the spot.
All right, I'll try.
Here we go.
Okay.
Sticks and stones may break my bones,
but names will never hurt me.
Words. I think it's
words.
Names
oh,
is
well,
good. No,
names
that's,
is good. Yeah.
That's a good,
words,
that's a
right.
good slip there. I like that. Names could work also.
Whoops.
But yeah. But words
yeah.
will never hurt me.
Right.
How bogus is that? We've all been hurt by some harmful words, some incidental, accidental, inadvertent, some targeted and purposeful. But again, life is hard, and oftentimes we're our own worst critic. You've heard that before. And again, Scott, you're a polished, I'm not sucking up here. You've given me a contract that is indefinite,
right.
Which means I could be out next week.
That's right.
But really, you're good at what you do, and yet you still, be honest with me now, do you still, I shouldn't have done that, or I should have said this?
Oh, of course.
How often would you say?
More often than I would like,
thank
probably.
You.
But,
thank you.
You know, I think we're always striving for improvement. At least that's how I see it. I don't try to be critical, but
okay.
But constant improvement, I think, is my goal.
Okay. You know, I'm glad I asked that, Scott, because that's a great perspective. And I agree with you. I like the continuous improvement. But again, if we talk to our friends the way we sometimes talk to ourselves, we wouldn't have many friends. And again, we're so hard on ourselves sometimes that, if only I'd done that, or I shouldn't have done that, or the critical inner voice. Now, again, if it keeps us in line from time to time, keeps us from acting in a socially unacceptable manner or whatever, okay, there's a place for it, but I think we can take it too far. I think we can take it too far and be down on ourselves, which, by the way, impacts our ability to play nice in the sandbox. Ask me how.
How does that happen, Ron Price?
I'm glad you asked, Scott. Thank you. You know, sometimes I think it's just you and me in here, and nobody's listening.
That's all right. I'm glad that we follow the rehearsal.
We can cut up however we want. Scott, if I'm not at peace with myself, It's going to be very difficult, very challenging for me to be at peace with anyone else. If I don't love and accept myself, and I don't mean in an egotistical, I'm better than anyone. No, I am who I am. And that's all that I am, said...
Thank you, Popeye.
The Sailor Man.
Yeah.
you and I are dangerous together.
Right.
If I can't accept who I am, how am I going to accept somebody else? And so little things that others do are going to get on my nerves, under my skin. They're going to bother me because I'm so critical of myself. We've got to be aware of the critical inner voice and replace it with the complimentary positive voice. No, I just made that up, but the CPV. Accept yourself for who you are. Warts and all, flaws and all, because every one of us have strengths and giftedness, and you are better at something than anybody else on the planet. Now, it may not be something earth-shaking and profound, but you are. You can do something better than anybody else on the planet. Well, guess what? Everybody you meet can do something better than you. It's not a competition. In the sandbox, we all just need to get along. And the less we listen to the critical inner voice, the less critical we're going to be of others. So cut yourself a break. Cut yourself some slack. You don't hear that expression so much anymore. I'm dating myself. But go easy on yourself. Yes, you're what my friend Jack Fowler, may he rest in peace. I was in a workshop with him, and he looked at the group and said, you know, you're a bunch of FHBs. And I didn't know if I should hit him or hug him.
Right.
and he paused for effect. Well, I'll let that set in. And then he explained, fallible human beings.
Mm.
Guilty. Guilty.
All of us.
All of us. So let's enjoy the fact that we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to prove to anybody else that we are. We already know you're not. Tell the CIV to shut up and go about your business looking for the good. In fact, that's probably what we'll talk about next week. Look for the good. How's that sound?
I like it.
All right.
Very good. We'll see you next week.
You will.
Thank you, Ron. That is Ron Price. He joins me every Wednesday at this time. Another lesson about life in the sandbox right here on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.